Hello, this is Dendria Bear from the Community Archive Center, and I am at Wheelock Branch of Tacoma Public Library, and it is January 21st, 2023, and I am with
Mary Sudar.
Mary, it's so good to meet you. Thank you for coming in to share your story about the North End Proctor neighborhood. All right, the first question is, what does this neighborhood mean to you?
Well, I'd say it means home. My parents moved here in 1947, and we all grew up in the house that they bought that year, just down the street from the library. And there's been a lot of changes in Proctor, but some of the landmarks are still here. Knapp's restaurant was here since the 30s. Oh my goodness, and where the Safeway store was, that has been a grocery store forever. There's just, it's still a lot of familiarity here, even though I no longer live directly in this neighborhood. Well, someone once told me Tacoma is the world's largest small town, and that really is true because there are a lot of ties. You tell someone you grew up in the Proctor District, almost always you'll find a connection. Yeah. I'm also a personal property appraiser, so I work with a lot of contents of homes, and I always love going to the homes in the Proctor District because people are savers, and they've saved a lot of material that we've turned over to the Northwestern or the State Historical Society or the Tacoma Historical Society, because everyone's a history keeper. And so, you know, photographs, newspaper clippings, local newspapers, broadsides, all sorts of things. So,
right on. Thank you for helping us with our archives.
My pleasure and honor.
How has the neighborhood shaped you to be who you are?
I'd say mostly because it's connections. You know, we lived in neighborhoods where if your mother wasn't around, your friends' mothers knew to tell you to behave, and you could go to them as you would to one of a family member. A lot of the residents here years ago really stayed for generations. There were three generations in my parents' home, grandparents, my parents, and my brothers and I. Next door, there were two generations, parents and a son who lived there into his 90s. So people are, I think they stay here a long, long time. I'd say that, again, it was connections. You would have, you'd recognize people. You knew that you wanted to contribute to your neighborhood. I worked here at the public library in high school and when I was at UPS, so I have a lot of good memories of the old librarians in the old McCormick Library. Went there as a child, Mrs. Kemp, the wonderful children's librarian, and then all the way to the present day. So this, in particular, I think this library has really been a community center in many, many ways and has provided one of the only public meeting rooms in the area, which has been hugely important.
All right. Please share a story about life in your neighborhood.
Wow, there are so many. I guess there are more vignettes than real stories.
And yeah. You can tell a few vignettes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're part of the Croatian community. And so I guess that's always been an important part of our life. Again, I grew up in a multi-generational household. English was not the first language spoken. It was something that was the first language for my parents, being first-generation Americans, and was also something that my brothers and I were exposed to. So I guess we grew up with a wonderful appreciation for other cultures, especially food. And so my mother had an amazing memory for meals. She would know what she ate at a wedding reception in Old Town in 1955 and what she wore. But she also had a fantastic memory of the, of the businesses here in the Proctor area. We used to have department stores here, multiple drug stores, a model shop. And so I guess a lot of our memories are almost picture memories of those places. But as far as the Croatian community goes, it was still a very tight community. And so I'd say maybe my wedding, which was down at the Slavonian Hall in Old Town, and it was a place where generations since 1900 of Croatian Americans had celebrated births, deaths, and any special occasion. And we kind of wrapped up my parents' lives by having their memorial services there. And now we have quinceañeras there, we have Croatian parties. So I'd say that maybe that's one of the stories for this neighborhood, is just, again, a gathering place, and every community needs a third place. And Slavonian Hall was the third place for Croatians in this area.
Right on. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that kind of time in history. history, but then how it comes to the present day.
Yes.
Yeah. And really, thank you for giving me those images.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.